This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for August 4th, 2011. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. What are the most common attacks against two-factor authentication, and how can you protect against them? Expert Nick Lewis weighs in on the subject. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Secure Tokens, Preventing Two-Factor Token Authentication Exploits, written by Nick Lewis. The recent RSA breach is just another in the quickly lengthening list of high-profile companies suffering from serious security incidents. RSA reported that what it called an Advanced Persistent Threat, or APT, was able to compromise some of its systems. While RSA was not breached by a vulnerability in SecureID, its token authentication product, RSA reported data about SecureID was stolen, which, some have speculated, may increase the likelihood of future attacks against SecureID. This tip will discuss the top threats to token-based authentication, including the attacks security pros are most likely to see, and how to make sure tokens and other authentication methods are protected against these specific attacks. The RSA attack was reported to have started with a spear phishing email containing a malicious Excel file attachment with an embedded Adobe Flash zero-day exploit. This spear phishing email was used to compromise RSA's security and install a remote administration tool. RSA reported SecureID was affected, which could mean a number of things. The most integral part of SecureID's system is the token itself. The token comes either as hardware or software with a serial number, paired with a seed file imported on the server when new tokens are set up. Some have speculated that attackers stole data detailing which serial numbers correspond to which seed files. The attack could have also exposed the source code of the system, allowing the attacker to find vulnerabilities in the server software to attack later. RSA recommends using a password or PIN in combination with SecureID token code, and RSA released a list of required actions for its SecureID customers in response to the attack. Token-based authentication, also known as two-factor authentication, typically uses hardware devices in combination with a username and PIN or password. The hardware devices can be physical one-time password OTP tokens, OTP software tokens installed on mobile devices, grid cards, USB devices, scratch cards, SMS, or mobile authenticators, among many others. All of these products have similar vulnerabilities. An attacker could attack the token infrastructure, the token vendor, the token itself, or the client. An attacker targeting the token infrastructure could try to exploit the authentication server or protocol to breach the security of the system. The RSA attack is an example of an attacker targeting the token vendor to compromise the security of the authentication system as a whole. Attacking tokens specifically, smart cards, has been done using differential power analysis. The Zeus Trojan is famous for attacking the client, even when tokens are in use. The free tool, Kane Enable, even includes functionality for generating the token code if the serial number and the seed file are imported, as long as the time is cinched. Get more advice on preventing two-factor token authentication exploits from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Has an information security problem got you stumped? Do you have questions about network security, becoming compliant, or dealing with the latest threats? SearchSecurity.com's Ask the Experts section is for you. Our panel of experts is ready and waiting to answer your toughest questions on topics from application and platform security to security management and identity and access management. Your InfoSec issues have met their match. Submit your questions now at searchsecurity.com/asktheexperts. That's searchsecurity.com/asktheexperts.
The most common attacks security pros may see are not surprising. Clients are most often attacked, since they and their users are still, generally, the weakest link in an enterprise's environment. Thus, it's important to prevent malware from stealing the token as it is entered on the client. Some USB tokens include functionality for reading the token directly and inserting it into web forms for authentication. This might protect against some malware, but malware could still intercept the web form submission to capture the token. One of the benefits of one-time passwords is, as the name suggests, they only work once and or for a limited time period. If the seed files were compromised in the RSA attack, phishers could potentially use the seed, along with the information phished from the rest of the environment, to attack your systems. Thus, making sure employees are aware of the potential dangers from phishing is essential. Security pros should take into account these threats when considering which kind of authentication to implement or how to harden existing implementations. You can defend against the token infrastructure by limiting network access or firewalling the infrastructure off so only necessary access is allowed to the system. Should an attacker successfully exploit your token vendor, you can protect your enterprise by openly communicating with the vendor to understand what other vulnerabilities could be exploited as a result of the breach. In addition, regularly review logs to determine if anything suspicious is happening with authentication, and implement the token vendor software in a way that it is easy to switch to a new vendor if the existing system doesn't meet your level of assurance. To defend against attacks on the token itself, invest in secure tokens with strong tampering-resistant features, such as tamper-evident cases and software-hardware designed to resist alteration. Educate users about keeping their tokens physically secure and follow RSA's recommendations issued after the incident. Also, check out other advice on defending the client against attack. Since minimal information has been released publicly by RSA about its recent APT breach, enterprises have had to guess and make plans to ensure their secure ID systems are securely implemented and maintained. Enterprises, though, should have already been following recommendations made by RSA as a result of this incident, since many of the recommendations are standard best security practices. For targeted attacks on high security environments, the RSA attack may weaken the security of the enterprise, but for most enterprises, the incident should have a minimal impact. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. As always, you can download more of our podcast by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.